Hallelujah. He probably didn't just sing that song. He may have penned it, wrote it. You ought to give him several songs. I'd love to hear him sing from the heart, don't you? Good, good. Got your Bibles? Turn with him this morning to the book of 2 Samuel. 2 Samuel, chapter number 7. 2 Samuel, chapter number 7. May the Lord bless the reading of his word. I think I'll just back up and start at the first of the chapter and read this. God done said more than we can ever think about saying. Let's just read big part of this chapter. 2 Samuel chapter number 7. Begin reading the verse number 1. And it came to pass when the king sat in his house, King David, and the Lord had given him rest around about from all his enemies, that the king said unto Nathan the prophet, see now, I dwell in a house of cedar, but the ark of God dwelleth within curtains. Nathan said to the king, go, do all that's in thine heart, for the Lord is with thee. And it came to pass that night that the word of the Lord came unto Nathan, saying, go and tell my servant David, thus saith the Lord, shall thou build me an house for me to dwell in, when I have not dwelt in any house since the time that I brought up the children of Israel out of Egypt, even to this day, but I walked in the tent and in a tabernacle. In all the places wherein I have walked with all the children of Israel, spake I a word which any of the tribes of Israel which whom I've commanded to feed my people, saying, Israel saying, why build ye not me a house of cedar? Now therefore, so shall thou say unto my servant David, thus saith the Lord of hosts, I took thee from the sheepcote, from following the sheep, to be ruler of my people over Israel. And I was with thee whether thou gwinnest, and cut off thine enemies out of thine sight, have made thee a great name, like unto the name of the great men that are in the earth. Moreover, I will appoint a place for my people Israel, and will plant them, and they may dwell in the place of their own. Move no more, neither shall the children of wickedness afflict them any more as before time. And as since the time that I commanded judges to be over my people Israel, and have caused thee to rest from all time, enemies also, the Lord telleth thee that he will make thee an house. And when thy days be fulfilled, and thou shalt sleep with thy fathers, I will set up thy seed after thee, which shall proceed out of thy bowels, and I will establish his kingdom. He shall build an house for my name, and I will establish the throne of the kingdom forever. I'll be his father, and he shall be my son. If he commit iniquity, I'll chasten him with the rod of men and with the stripes of the children of men. But my mercy shall not depart away from him as I took it from Saul, whom I put away before thee. And thine house and thy kingdom shall be established forever before thee. Thy throne shall be established forever. According to all these words and according to all this vision, did Nathan speak unto David. Then verse 18, then went King David in and sat before the Lord. And he said, who am I, O Lord God? And what's my house? Thou hast brought me hitherto. And this was yet a small thing in thy sight, O Lord God. But I've spoken also of thy servant's house for a great while to come. And is this the manner of man, O Lord God? What can David say more unto thee? For thy Lord, God knowest thy servant. For thy word's sake, and according to thine own heart, hast thou done all these great things to make thy servant know them. Wherefore, thou art great, O Lord God. There's none like thee, neither is any God beside thee, according to all that we have heard with our ears. What one nation in the earth is like thy people, even like Israel, whom God went to redeem for a people to himself, and to make of a name, and to do for a great things and terrible for the land before thy people, which thou redeemest to thee from Egypt, from the nations and their gods. And thou hast confirmed to thyself the people of Israel to be a people unto thee forever. Thy Lord art become their God. And now, O Lord God, the word that thou hast spoken concerning thy servant and concerning his house, establish it forever and do as thou hast said. And let thy name be magnified forever, saying the Lord of hosts is a God over Israel. And let the house of thy servant David be established before thee. For thou, O Lord of hosts, God of Israel, hast revealed to thy servant, saying, I'll build thee an house. Therefore hath thy servant found in his heart to pray this prayer unto thee. And now, O Lord God, thou art that God that thy words, and thy words be true. And thou hast promised this goodness unto thy servant. Now let it please thee to bless the house of thy servant. And it may continue forever before thee, for thou, O Lord God, hast spoken it. And with a blessing let the house of thy servant be blessed forever. Now I want you to notice something, what he said in verse number 18. Then went King David in and sat before the Lord. I was reading that passage of scripture, and my thought had come to me was this. Do we ever just go and sit before God? You think about it. King David went in and he just sat before God. And he said, who am I, O Lord God? And what's my house that thou hast brought me hither? He said, who am I, Lord? Now, I want, by the grace of God, to say a few things. Who am I, Lord? God would have mercy on an old wretched sinner. Would you pray with us this morning? Father, we want to thank you. Just a privilege to be able to read your word again. Eyes to lay upon it. And God, we pray as we sit before you this morning, Lord, that you'd speak to us again. And Father, we pray that your perfect will be done. Lord, not only we know your will, but we walk in your will. And praise you for your guidance and leadership. And God, we thank you, Lord. Not only did you bring David where you brought him from, but God, where you brought each one of us here from this morning. You're still in the redeeming business. You're still in the calling business. And God, we ask you to continue, our Father, your work in this hour that we're in. Please, Lord. God, speak to us a few moments this morning, and we'll ever thank you. And we'll praise you for it in Jesus' sweet name. Amen. And amen. Aren't you glad that God is still calling? You know, it's amazing to me. What was amazing to Psalmist David, and it still amazes me when I think about it. When you think about it, he was just out keeping his father's sheep. God called him for a special service. And you know what? In fact, when the prophet came to him to knowing him, kind of hunting, he went to all him sons, all his brothers, and they come by him one by one. He said, that's not the one. He said, well, how'd he know the one? Well, God was with him. I was going to tell him which one it was. And he said, that's not the one. He kept calling me. He asked, finally, he said, you got any more younguns around here? I'm paraphrasing him. He said, you got any more around here? He said, I got one out yonder, just a shepherd boy out there keeping the sheep. He said, I'll go get him. So I want to see him. And it was David. The rest of Rudy, just younger than the rest of them. But you know what? That's the one God had called. Hallelujah. That's why he was saying in this passage of Scripture. He said, that's what touched my heart. He said, who am I, O Lord? And I can think what Psalmist David would say. Lord, just who am I for you to call me, listen, and anoint me to be king? But I want to tell you something. God's got his choices, and God's got his choosing, and he chooses and calls. And listen, if God, in his sovereign grace and mercy, has called you and spoke to your heart, you're to be thankful and praise him for it. You may be like the psalmist David. We all ought to feel that way. Lord, not me, not me. No, no. But I'll tell you something. The psalmist said, who am I? It reminded me that this is a song I hear way back in the 70s. It's still singing sometimes. Who am I that a king would bleed and die for? Who am I? Listen, why would God, in his sovereign grace and mercy, be willing to bleed and die for us and old worm and sinners? Listen, but listen, wherever you might be, whatever occupation you might be in, God, in his sovereign grace and mercy, would reach down and pick you up and use you for the glory of God. I want to tell you something. God looks at men different. Not many wise. Not many of those that God's called. Now I want to tell you something. When God has got a special work, God had something special for David. It didn't look like it to his brethren. It probably didn't look like it to his father. Probably didn't. David himself was saying it. Why me, Lord? Not me, Lord. Not me. But thank God, he was the exactly one. Listen, how do you know what the Bible says? What can David say more unto thee, O Lord? Listen, you know what he said? Notice right on further down in this passage of Scripture. He said a small thing in verse number 19, in thy sight, O Lord God, that's also spoken of thy servant's house for a great while to come. I want to tell you something. He was in speaking father than David's life. He was speaking father. Listen, you know David's lineage. Listen, did you know our Lord was born down from the lineage of David, even himself? God was speaking father and beyond, even, listen, him just being king. He was going to, listen, one day out of his lineage would be born the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And I tell you, God's prophecy was coming to pass. What a Savior. What a Savior. Yes, praise God. Look what it said in verse number 27. For thou, O Lord of hosts, God of Israel, has revealed to thy servant, saying, I'll build thee an house. It says, therefore, hath thy servant found in his heart to pray this prayer unto thee. But you know where that, you know where it got started? Listen, I will build thee an house. Therefore have a servant found in his heart to pray this prayer. And you know why the servant found it in his heart? Let me back up and find it. God, first of all, it was because what God had found in his heart. Look in verse number 21. Back up to verse number 20. And what can David say? He said, more unto thee, for thy Lord God knoweth thy servant, for thy word's sake. Whose word's sake? God's word's sake. I tell you, God's word's sake, what they said, and according to thine own heart, thou hast done all these great things to make thy servant know them. You know what they say? It's what he was saying? He said, it's God, it's your heart. It started in your heart. It started in your heart and mind. It's you, O Lord, that called me from keeping the sheep. What a shepherd David was. What a sheep tender he was. Listen, for his father. But God, in God's heart, in his own heart, he had David in his heart and called him. You know why you're sitting here this morning converted? You know why you're sitting here this morning saved? God, in his sovereign grace and mercy of his own heart, he took the first initiative to call you by his marvelous grace. Folks, I don't know about you, that's shouting ground. Hallelujah. That is shouting ground that God would reach down in God's own heart. He'd say, I'm going to save that. You know what? A lot of people think that it all starts in here. It don't start here. Starts with God. He makes us even willing in the day of what? His power. The gospel is the power of God in salvation. And you say, if you say this morning, Thank God you ought to praise Him and thank Him and give Him glory and honor and praise for it, because it didn't start in your heart. It started in the heart of God. Hallelujah. It was God that called you. It was God that spoke to you. It was God that drew you. It was God that convicted you. It started in the heart of God, just like the psalmist David. And whatever God's got for you to do in His kingdom, in His service, it started in the heart of God. One David started it. God had him in mind. Like old John the Baptist. You say he decided he wanted to be a forerunner of Christ? No, he didn't just decide that. Amen. That's why he was born. He weren't born accidentally. People say, well, I accidentally had this and that and that. And I don't believe that. I believe in the providence of God. He said, well, y'all must have had a lot of accidents, accidental borns in y'all family. There weren't but 12 of us, 11 of us lived. I'm going to know. I believe it was a sovereign providence of God. You know what I tell people? Listen, Mama had no more kids than I had, and I had 7. If Mama hadn't had no more, I'd never been born. Not in that family. I was a 9th unborn. You know what? I believe all's the providence of God. Amen. Hey. Providence of God that we. So whatever God does, He starts in His heart and He brings it to our heart and brings it to us to realize, hey, this is what God wants me to do. You ever realize it? No, God's got a purpose for each and every one. He had a purpose for David, a real purpose, and He called him out of the sheepfold. He called him from the shepherd, just being a shepherd boy, watching the flock, to call him to be a king. Had a lot to watch over then. But listen, God, in His sovereign grace, is calling. And so he said, he sat before the Lord and said, who? Who am I? You ever thought that? Not me, Lord. We always want to put it on somebody else, don't we? What if God said, I want you to go, God said to me, I want you to go be a missionary in another land? Probably the first thing we'd probably say, not me, Lord. Must be mistaken. I'm glad someone hears that voice. I'm glad someone listened to the voice of God that called, and the heart of God that called in years in the past. It kept preaching the gospel, and preaching and preaching and preaching for the glory of God. No, I tell you who God can mostly use. See, this passage of Scripture is teaching us humility. It's teaching us to be humble before the Lord. Because that's what the psalmist was saying. He said, who am I, Lord? I don't feel worthy. I don't feel worthy at all. And you can go through the Scripture and you'll find where other ones said that. You know what Isaiah said? In about the 6th chapter, I believe, of the book of Isaiah. You know what Isaiah said when God was calling him? He said, when God met with him, he said, oh, Lord, when he saw the Shekinah glory and the grace and the marvelous work of God, he said, oh, Lord, I'm undone. I'm a man of unclean lips. He said, Lord, not me. But he said, Isaiah, I want you to go. He didn't feel worthy to go. That's the ones that God wants to go. Who am I? Hear Isaiah saying, who am I? Many other ones through the Scripture. Even Abraham, Isaac, some of those, they had that same, who am I, Lord? Who am I? Not me. Yes, it could be you. God has something. I'm not saying there's everybody standing behind here. I'm not saying there's everybody's going to be able to lead singing. Surely I wouldn't say everybody could sing, because it'd leave a bunch of us out, wouldn't it? But you know what? Somebody, somewhere, some way, God has got something He wants you to do. And He's got the grace and power to equip you for it. Maybe singing, playing the guitar like my brother does. That's a blessing. That's a gift from God. You know what? Do whatever God wants you to do. Don't hold back. Don't ever forget, you got one trip through this life. You know what? I keep thinking about that song. It says, "Oh, wasted years. Oh, how foolish." We don't watch it. We'll spend all the time be spent away and gone instead of using it wisely. And that's why the Bible said, redeem the time. Because the days are evil. That's one thing. We redeem the time. It's high time. Wake out of our sleep. For our salvation is nearer than when we first believed. Who am I, Lord? That's okay to say that. David did. But you know what? God wants us to realize, although we may say it, may feel unworthy, but listen, always remember this, and truly we are, but He's worthy. The Lamb. The Redeemer. He redeemed us. Paid that supreme sacrifice. Redeemed us by His blood. Hallelujah. Set the captives free. Thank God. He's worthy. He's worthy to be praised. And He's worthy, listen, to take unworthy ones like us and take us in His hands and use us for the glory of God. Hallelujah. He used King David. Took him from the sheep goat. Took him from tending to his father's sheep. Listen, set him on a throne. Even blessed him. I'll tell you what a man of war he was. You know what? Show you a little bit about David. Did you know Saul was after him? Saul knew that his kingdom was going to be rent from his hand. And it's going to go to another. And he was jealous of David. Most say familiar when David went in the tent where Saul was. He was asleep. He cut a little piece of garment off his. He could have killed him right then. He went in there, cut a little piece off his garment. But you know what? He got smote in the heart even for that. Because he was still the king. And that's why the Bible even says, even the anointing king touched not mine anointing. But he just took it and cut it, and God smote him in the heart. He could have killed him right there if he left him and went out. You know why? He didn't want to take it in his own hands. But you know what? God, isn't God good? He walked with him. King David kept going with God, although he felt unworthy. And God miraculously, marvelously used him. Hallelujah. And then on down the line, his lineage was born one that was the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, our blessed Jesus. Hallelujah. If you study that, you'll find he was in that lineage. Our Lord was. Thank God. And so it says, David sat before the Lord. You know what doeth good? Just go in there and sit before God. I wonder sometimes we just need to come to the house of God. Just come in and sit. And sometimes I do. A little while, when I'm over here by myself, just come in and just sit and meditate. And you know what? It might do us good. We'd all just come sometimes, just sit before the Lord and listen to that God speak to us. David did sit before the Lord. Hallelujah. So always remember that it was in God's heart before it got in our heart. It was in God's heart to do with you and do with me just like it was with David for the glory of God. Now notice what he said in verse 21. For thy word's sake and according to thine own heart. Not only was it in God's heart, but that's his word. For thy word's sake. Thy word. It was in God's word, God's heart, that he was calling David. It weren't based on what was in Psalmist David's heart, but it was based on what was in God's heart. God said, this is what I want. And that's what was happening. He said, thine own heart. Hast thou done all these great things to make thy servant know them? You see, David is saying, Lord, it was in your heart, it was according to your word, and you can always trust in that, the word of God, and according to his word, and according to God's heart. And that's why the psalmist David said that. It's all that we heard, it said, great things, so make thy servant know them. He knows, he says, you've made us know them. Verse 22 said, therefore thou art great, O Lord God, there's none like thee. Neither is any God beside thee, according to all that we have heard with our ears. They said, there ain't nobody like you, Lord. Still not. They make up a lot of gods in this hour, but there's none like our Lord. Hallelujah. None like him! They make some little ones, and they make some big ones. And people get idols and get other gods, but there's nothing compared, none of it's nothing like our God. Hallelujah. And so I know when God starts dealing with us, we'll say, Lord, let somebody else do that. Lord, call somebody else. Lord, work with somebody else. I don't feel worthy. Well, that's the ones he's looking for. That's the ones he's looking for. And you may say, well, I'm slow to speak. I know nothing that said that. Well, one of them was Moses, wasn't it? He said, Lord, no, you know, I can't talk. That's no excuse. Y'all don't take that for no excuse. I tried that. Won't work. Won't work at all. How many of you like to get up in front of an English class and try to speak? Did you like it? I didn't like it. Not at all. But you know what? I tried to tell God that. I knew he was calling me to preach. I said, no, Lord, not me. Now, I know a lot of times God dealing with you to do something, you don't think he can do it. We've all been there. But when God dealing with you, I'm going to tell you something. If he's dealing with you, he'll equip you. He'll give you strength. He'll give you grace. He'll give you courage to be and do what he's called you and wants you to do. Whatever it is. What it's teaching, what it's singing, what it's witnessing. And he'll give you grace and strength to do it. And always trust him. He'll do it for the glory of God. And so we see it was God according to thy word. Amen. And I'm glad it is. That God is speaking to us. Amen. Praise God. So he said, let thy name be glorified and magnified above everything. Hallelujah. Well, we'll all agree on one thing, won't we? God's good, ain't he? He is that. Hallelujah. Praise God. Would you go? Let's go to Lord in prayer. Father,